Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Word Sexy Radio. This is Word Sexy Radio for Monday, this day in November. We're happy to be here today. On this 29th day of November, we have special guest, Miss Jean Holloway, the author of Aces of Hearts, and Deuces Wild, and many other novels that we'll be discussing tonight. She's going to bring it to us, and she's going to break it down and let us know how she came up with all of this on Word Sexy Radio. So sit back and enjoy as we talk to our guests and bring you the hottest that we can bring you. To Word Sexy Radio today on this Monday, November 29th, and it's one of those cold days here in Kansas City as we're bringing you this live show with the incomparable Miss Jean Holloway, who is the author of several novels that we're going to be discussing tonight. And I'm just proud to have her on the show, and we're going to be just talking with her in just a second. But before we get there, I wanted to let you know some of the things that's coming up here in the Kansas City area. We're going to be having a First Friday event coming up this weekend. It'll be starting on Friday the 3rd, which will be the first Friday in December, and it's going to be at the Majestic, which is downtown in the Power and Light District across from the Sprint Center. So you want to make sure you come to that and get a chance to enjoy yourself as we do the preseason, and you'll get a chance to see me as well because I'll be there. And we just want to let you all know that that's going on. But without further ado, what I like to do at this time is I want to bring our guest on the show, Miss Jean Holloway. How are you today, Miss Jean?
I'm fine, hon. How about you?
Well, I'm just glad to have you on the show.
And I'm glad to be here. I really appreciate the invitation.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I got to have someone of your stature on my show because you do it well, and I'm glad that you were able to have time for us.
Look,
yeah,
I'm still mad I missed that party.
Oh, well, you know, hey, it'll be another time that you'll get a chance to do that. So
definitely,
we will make sure that you know, if it's not in Kansas City, it'll be somewhere else that we'll be able to do it, because I'm going to try to do it like that. So.
All right.
But just
gotta
to
get
give
here
it,
to Atlanta.
That, well, you know, I'm definitely got that in my schedule to come down there, so I'm definitely going to be
cool.
doing that.
Cool.
So
let
what
know.
We're going to do, oh, I'll definitely let you know. So what we're going to be doing right now, if we could just kind of get a little background of you and kind of tell people who you are and what you've been doing and what you got coming up.
Well, I'm Jean Holloway. I write, I like to call them erotic thrillers.
Yes.
With a strong black
yes.
heroine. And I think
that
I got, well, are. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that they are. Go ahead. I'm not going to get in the way. Go ahead.
And honestly, I didn't know I was an author. I honestly wrote Ace of Hearts on a bed.
Uh-huh.
I was an avid reader, and my sister said, you know, you read so much, I bet you could write a book. And I said, I bet I could. The Ace of Hearts was conceived.
All right. And that is a great book. And we're going to get into that and have you kind of go over the synopsis of that as well. And I know you have other books that we'll be talking about and other things that you got coming up as well. But, you know, and I like the way you explained how you got into the literary game, because a lot of people, you know, you said you didn't know because you like to read a lot, but then when you started talking about, you know, reading other authors, and you see that how it looks. I mean, I'm sure with having the experience of reading, you said, as you just said a few minutes ago, it's easy to go ahead and probably get into the writing game. And how hard was it for you to actually transition into it?
Well, it wasn't, because you have to realize at the time I was the mother of 6 young kids, 5 sons
oh.
and a daughter.
Mm.
So writing, you know, we didn't have computers, so I would take my paper and pencil, and my husband would drop me in the park. So it was kind of good on 2 hands, because it got me away from the kids for a little bit.
and
allowed me to
break.
Go to Siobhan's world. So
That's right. So how did you come up with the concept with Aces of Heart? Because I noticed that in your series of books, they have a lot of dealings with the card game. So can you kind of give us a little history on Aces of Hearts, and then we'll go into all the different books that you have that have this. And I take it that your series is going in the card genre. Can you kind of explain that?
Well, I think it was an homage to my dad. He was a premier pinochle player.
Okay.
My website is deckofcardswithaz.com.
Mm.
And
okay.
I wanted to tie all my titles in with that. So Ace of Hearts was the first baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wrote Blackjack.
Mm-hmm.
And Deuces Wild just came out in October. And
right.
The end of next year, I will have Full House. And that will be the end of the Deck of Cards series.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's time to move on to something else.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I got you. So kind of give us a synopsis of the Aces of Hearts, because a lot of people that don't know, I mean, this is a phenomenal book, but I wanted you, the author, to explain it, because nobody can explain it better than the author and the concept that they're trying to portray when they write their stories. So kind of give us that.
So I guess I wanted to share the life, personal and professional, of Siobhan Robinson. She's actually the first African-American homicide detective in a fictitious New York town.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted you to step into her shoes. I hoped that I could show you the world through her eyes and through most of my main characters' eyes, you know, even my villain.
Uh-huh. Well,
and I just wanted you to become familiarized with her. I wanted her to become a buddy. I think,
right.
Siobhan, by the time women are done with the book, they're like, man, I could be her girlfriend.
Right.
Okay, because she is a lonely child.
Well, you know, from reading it, what I got from it, I definitely would like to definitely follow her as she goes around in the city and does the things that she does, because she's phenomenal in how she does it, and I'm glad that she's like the first to do it. And, you know, you can kind of tell that by the way you develop the character, that she has to be strong and a certain cockiness about her, that, you know, because the men, the world of men that she's in, you know, they try to keep her down and say she can't do it.
Yeah.
So
it wasn't easy at that time. It's really not
uh-huh.
that easy now, okay? But,
right.
I mean, this is happening in 1981, which
right.
is when I started writing the book.
Uh-huh. Right.
So you've got to realize things were even more difficult then.
Right, right. And yeah, go ahead.
And then the fact that she finds herself attracted to a Caucasian guy doesn't help.
Well, you know, I mean, that I thought that was a good twist because, you know, it's always, you know, a lot of times, it kind of reminds me of Walter Mosley because, you know, how
uh-huh.
Walter Mosley, you know, well, I mean, that's good because, you know, he does a lot, you know, with the his character is dealing with white women and all that. So, you know, I thought that was pretty good and a twist to have a woman doing it this time.
Yes.
So what made you decide to do that? Because was it during the era of time or you just wanted to have something different?
No, I think what it was is, you know, look, I'm an old lady, so I
no,
remember
not.
All the
Don't let her, don't boys. Listen to her, don't listen to her. She's not an old lady, okay?
Man,
right.
I'm a great-grandma, I'm an old lady, okay?
All right, if you want to call yourself that, but I don't think
Hello.
So. Anyway, go ahead.
And I remember all the blaxploitation movies.
Mm-hmm.
When you had your strong black woman.
Right.
Okay. And for a while, you know, Cleopatra Jones, Foxy Brown, it was working. And
yeah.
then all of a sudden when Hollywood decided they'd had enough, we disappeared.
Exactly.
And it was so difficult to find a strong black heroine in anything, movies, books, whatever.
Right, right. You're right.
Look, it kind of teed me off.
Yeah, I can understand that because see, I grew up in that era myself. I'm a young 49-year-old, so I understand. I can see myself now in one of the theaters watching one of those black exploitation movies because I enjoyed them, and I'm glad that I was able to be around during that time when they were having them. But like you said, when Hollywood got tired of us,
mm-hmm.
they decided to go ahead and start putting in all the things that, you know, they wanted to do, you know, and now it's a shame and that, you know, some of these movies, you know, even Tyler Perry, some of his stuff, how the buffoonism and all that is in these movies that
oh,
I just
yeah.
don't.
Oh, yeah. We don't
really
want to talk
don't
about
like
that because that really upsets me.
Yeah.
We've come too far to step back.
Yeah.
Okay?
Exactly. And I see a lot of that in these movies, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's okay to laugh, but sometimes they make these movies, I think they just make us look so silly. But anyway, back to what you were saying. I'm glad that you came up with a strong black woman in the character because I try to, in my books, I try to write women that are very strong as well. And most, if you have a chance to read the Scandalous Motive series of books when you get a chance, or anybody that's listening, just know that that whole series is about a strong billionaire female black woman who came up from nothing and you know, conquered. So I am definitely into that. So tell us now this story, the series that you have is four books.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, all of these books tie in some type of way. Can you give us like a synopsis of what went down in Aces of Hearts and then kind of lead toward what goes into Deuces Wild and on down?
Okay. In Ace of Hearts, you just see the beginning of her career. She has a budding relationship coming up, and
mm-hmm.
you just watch her grow. Okay, you deal with her with all her self-doubts, you know, even though on the outside she's showing everybody how capable she is, on the inside, she's not quite sure.
You know, that's
knows,
most black women, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, and she knows they're waiting for her to mess up, so.
Right.
And she's really cautious.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to see her grow.
Okay,
and
well, that's strange.
Yeah, and it's hard because I can't tell you too much.
Well, yeah, I understand. Yeah, you don't want to tell because you want people to pick up the book. But I tell you what, people that's listening, you definitely need to do that because this book and the series, I'm going to have to get the rest of the books. I don't have Deuces Wild and the rest, but I'm going to definitely pick them up because I'm telling you this, she has done a great job with putting the story together and character development and everything. And I think that it'd be definitely worthwhile you picking up the books and taking a read because I think it's, you know, really nice to do that. And the erotic part of it, too, is very good, too. So I'm not gonna bust it out. I'm not going to say, you know.
Look, I've been worried about this boy.
But that's okay, though. So, you know, explain that because, you know, back in the day, you know, a lot of times they try to keep that covered to a point, but you know, we're sexual people, so what's wrong with that, you know?
I know, and I had a hard time with some people were saying it was unnecessary in the story, and I'm like, it's part of life. I mean,
yeah, I don't understand
I don't think
that,
I could write without it.
Yeah.
I've been married almost 39 years. What can I say?
Right. Wow. Dang. Anyway, you know something? People that are reading books and they don't want to have sex in them, then maybe they're running from the reality of sex being involved. Because even in my books, you know, I have, even though my books are kind of coined as erotica, still I have a story. It's not just sex.
Exactly.
On page.
Exactly.
So, I mean, people have sex. That's how people get here. So I don't understand why people are judging in that aspect. But I'm going to take this time right now, to let people know. The number is 347-215-8539, and this is Word Sexy Radio, and we have our famous Arthur here, who is my friend, Miss Jean Holloway, on the show. And I see there's a number here. I don't know if they want to ask a question, but I'll go to them in a few minutes. But yes, so she develops herself and comes up and loses a lot of doubt in the first book. So
yes,
Deuces Wow. What happens in Deuces
Wow? No, the second book is Blackjack.
Okay, well, let's talk about Blackjack.
Okay, Blackjack is a story of revenge. You will meet characters from Ace of Hearts that are still trying to even the score.
Right.
And they do it in a most, well, to me, one of the worst ways possible.
Yeah. But they are trying to get her, though, huh? They're trying
she can't get away from it. Okay.
Right.
There are certain characters that are in all four books, not just Siobhan.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right.
And the reason they're there is because they've got to even the score.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. That's good. So
and then
so
in
now
Blackjack,
that,
I took off a little into the paranormal because I wanted to so badly.
Okay, and there's nothing wrong with that. Actually, I am so intrigued with that I came out with a book as well in the paranormal called Curse of the Nocturnal Seductress, which is written as – I put on the title Red Snapper Writing as R.J. Leonard because I wanted to see if me as R.J. Leonard would come out and just be paranormal. But what I'm seeing now I think that as Red Snapper, I can continue to be a paranormal author as well, using that name. And, you know, because of the erotica. I mean, paranormal is so erotic as well, especially with the vampires and all of that. So do tell, how did you kind of cross the paranormal into your story without telling us the story?
Well, in Ace of Hearts, I introduced you to a psychic, Ariel.
Uh-huh.
And through this psychic, you become aware that everything isn't as it seems.
Uh-huh. Okay, the allegory action. Okay, so you might not be living what you think you're living.
Okay.
I like that. Okay.
And Blackjack,
well,
by the time you finish Blackjack, you're not sure whether it was a really supernatural event or if somebody just crazy.
Oh, my goodness, not the crazy.
Pretty much.
I forgot to tell you about that. Whenever we say something like that, we're going to have that sounder come on. So.
Uh-oh. Well, I'm awake now.
Yeah. Well, that's good. But, we definitely want to these books are very intriguing to me. I definitely want to get them. So I'm glad that I was able to get the first one from you, and I definitely want to get the others, and I will definitely support you.
Thank you.
So Blackjack moves into Deuces Wild. Is that the third book?
Yeah, Deuces Wild is the third book.
Oh, boy. And that title right there, I'm going to tell you right now, I know it's got to be some craziness going on in that one. So
Deuces Wild is the only novel that, upon release, I got very nervous.
Really?
Whew.
What was the reason for that?
I had a character that I didn't like. I usually like all my characters. Even the villains.
Uh-oh.
I love my villains, okay?
Yeah.
I love a bad boy on paper. Okay?
Uh-huh.
But,
on paper, I got you. Okay.
But,
I hear you. You heard what she said on paper. All right.
But
so,
Deuces Wild made my skin crawl.
Really?
And I was I thought maybe I went over the top.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, tell us why you think so, but don't tell us what's going on. It worried you? Was it one of the characters? You said you didn't like
one
this
of the
character,
characters.
So.
Yeah, one of the characters has no conscience, no morals, nothing. She does whatever makes her feel good.
And it's nothing wrong with that. That's the drama, right?
Yeah, but you can take that too far. Okay.
Well, yeah, you could. But
and she took
that's
basketball.
That's what intrigues us is when we read these things that are not, you know, that's what fiction's all about. You know, we want it to be real to a point, but we want it to be a little over the realness because that's what we're escaping from. So we want things to be able to be, I know when I write, I try to write in a fashion that things are real, these are real live actions that happen, but I want it to be to a point that, okay, when I escape in this fictional world, it's only going to be in this fictional world that this may happen, that I don't want it to happen to me, but I know it can happen to somebody else. So I think you probably did that. Don't you think so?
I'm close. Okay, what happened this weekend was, let me tell you what happened. Okay. So we had this free cable preview thing. So I'm watching Deadly Women, okay? And I found more real women who resembled this character who makes my skin crawl than I'd like to imagine. So I'm finding out
see
now she's just a classic psychopath, that's all.
See but what I'm saying? A psycho. See?
I was ready that time.
Yeah, see, you created that, you see? And you knew that was coming, that's why.
Okay.
But that's all right, though. I mean, it's just... You know, that's what we crave for as we read these stories. We want stuff that we want that person to beat us that's so bad that we hate them, and that we, you know, want to kill them ourselves and stuff. You know, that's what we look for when we read, and you bring that, and I'm glad that you do. And I try to bring that in my books, you know, with my villains and stuff. You know, I have that person that you love to hate, and that one that you're like, why are they doing this? Why can somebody won't get them? You know, and then when they get done, you're happy.
But
you
have
know,
you ever had a character that the more you created, the more you hated?
Yes.
All right.
Well, I had one character that I created in one of my books, and it's not about me, it's about you, but I'm going to go ahead and say this. This character's name is Brian, and he's in the Scandalous Motive series. And when I wrote him, I was kind of, and no offense to you, Blair Underwood, but I was thinking about the characters that you play, and I just put this guy out there, and he's just such a nasty person to women. He's just... Oh, you know, you love to hate him, and he's just bad, you know. So that, as I kept writing about him and putting him doing things, it just made it where I wanted women to hate him when they read the book. So that was the objective, and they said that they were hating him. So hopefully I met that. And I'm sure you have in your books.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been getting any reviews where people have said that? I'm sure you have.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's really weird because Asa Hart's, people just didn't understand him. They were just so concerned. He was crazy, but why? Look,
why was he crazy? Well, nobody knows. He's just crazy.
Exactly. I didn't explain it enough. Okay. It was like,
but that's okay because
this
was
what do you care? Why he's there? Okay.
That's right. But see, I think the thing is with this is you had a chance to develop the character in the four books. If he lived through the four, I don't know. But if he made it through at least one or two of the books, then your development of why he got crazy, I'm sure you explain the reason why later. So.
Yeah, I give glimpses as to why.
Yeah, and that's
so
all he
said.
They
okay.
They don't have to be there when the guy first goes crazy. They just need to be there when he's going crazy.
Oh, well, I take you there, too, though. I take you to one when they just, I say they teeter off the cliff of sanity, okay?
Oh, man, wow.
Yeah, I take you. She was teetering, and then she just dove in. You know,
right.
Like, she's a goner.
Yeah. But don't you enjoy creating these worlds for people?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you enjoy doing it? Isn't it?
I'm having the best time. I think one of the best things about being an author is I think about all the people I wouldn't have met if I hadn't let them in on how crazy I am.
See what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And that's good. Be crazy.
It is.
We want to read about your craziness. So, but, yeah, so this is the series that will be ending with the last book next year.
Yes.
What do you have that's coming up for the future, or can you tell us?
Well, in September, I just became managing partner of my publishing company. That's the Inc. Writing Solutions Firm.
Okay.
And I co-manage with my partner, T.L. James.
Okay.
And what we're trying to do is we're trying to find those new authors with an edge, because definitely T.L. and I have an edge. So,
yeah.
You can't come with your normal stuff. Okay. bring your A game. Let me see it. Okay.
Okay.
We have a genre, and we just call it wait for it.
Okay. Hey, I see your friend TL is on the chat.
Yes,
so,
he is.
And
look,
there's
tell her, call her, I'll tell her.
Okay, well, yeah, call in. I'm going to put that down, call in, and see if she'll do that. And let me give her the number. It's 347-215-8539, and this is We're Sexy Radio, and we do have our friend, Miss Jean Holloway, on the show, and she's given us the big synopsis of all her books, and I think she's doing great work here, and I enjoy her work. So those that are listening, if you get a chance, you should get these books, because I'm telling you, this is a great series of books, and we definitely want you to support her. So, yeah, I see her on here. She says, I told her to call in, but I don't know if she has the number. So
I just gave it a number in the chat room.
Oh, okay. All right, so everybody out there, y'all need to come on, because this woman is phenomenal. I'm telling you right now. I had a chance to meet her when she came here for the Fall Into Literary Books. I think it was the first annual Fall Into Literary Books conference that was held here in Kansas City. And we had already kind of met on Facebook, because I'm going to tell you, Facebook's very popular, very strong. And it was great to actually meet her in person and see her great personality. And she's a great woman. And we had a party that night I was throwing, and she didn't get a chance to make it. But that's okay. She's gonna be at another one. I'm sure we're going to have a chance to get her there. So
I hope so.
Are you saying that – now let me ask you now. You said you're going to be doing – work with your partner. So are you gonna? You're not gonna stop writing completely.
No. Okay. Let me tell you what's on my agenda.
Right. If you don't mind, we'd like to know.
I have three collaborations that I'm considering. One with Gail McFarlane, a romance author. One with De'Ira Smith Collard, erotica.
Okay.
And one with Otis Randolph, and his book is supposed to be fictional, but it came out right before the Eddie Long thing, and there's so many tie-ins,
oh,
and it's kind of spooky.
Oh, yeah, okay, the Eddie Long deal. Oh, not Christian fiction. Oh, no.
Yeah, no.
I understand. Yeah.
No, exposure.
Well, we know Eddie Long and his story anyway. We'll just leave that alone. But anyway, so... but I think we may have your friend here. I'm going to see if she's going to come on. Carla, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you doing?
How are you doing? Well, welcome to Word Sexy Radio.
Well, how you been doing, Big Sexy? I mean, Red Snapper.
I like that, Big Sexy. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm doing just fine, and glad to have your sexy voice on here as well with Jeans. So
yeah,
now
make
that
a
I got
heck
your
of
vocal,
a team.
Well, I bet you do. So she's been telling us that you all are getting together to do some. You're looking for authors, and you're trying to get some things going. So you can kind of help us out and tell us more about what's going on as well.
Okay. Well, before I do that, we have our other sexy trio. We have Christy Phillips, which is our publicist online. So hey, Christy.
Hey.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hey.
How's it going?
This
is great. I'm glad to have you all on the show.
Thank you.
So
basically what we're looking for is we kind of coined a genre called wait for it.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't matter if, okay, we don't do Christian fiction, but any kind of fiction, if it's commercial, if it's serial thriller, if it's sci-fi, if it's contemporary, if it has that element of just wait for it, where you feel like the whole time, You waiting for something to come around the corner and actually staring you in your face and slaps the hooky books out of you. That's what we're looking for.
Well, you know something? I might have a book for you myself called Acts of Congress. I'm going to have to talk to y'all about that, because I'm writing this one. I have several novels, but I have a book that I'm working on that I wanted to come out next year sometime called Acts of Congress, which is involving three different congressmen, of course, women, a couple of women and a male, and they're involved with a kind of like a call girl type person, a escort, but they find out the escort is a transvestite, and they go from there. So I'm not going to tell you no more. But
that's
sorry,
kind
I'm telling
of
you, if y'all interested
book.
In that, If you're interested, just let me know, because I will definitely finish it, and we can work with that.
I'm going to need you to finish that. I'm going to need you to finish it, because that's just my kind of book.
I will have that done probably in the next probably 6 months. And I'm also doing another one called The Curious Ones, which is about because I'm a historian. I have a degree in history, and I like to write a little history too. But this book, I took the slave trade and put a little twist to it. And I know it's not about me. It's about you, Gene. But please let me say this real quick.
Look, I'm into this.
Okay, well, the book that I have that I'm writing right now is called The Peculiar Ones, and it starts in the end of the Civil War. And what happens is you know how the slaves were taken from Africa and they were brought in. The tribes were fighting each other, and they had a lot of the prisoners of war. They sold them to the white man to bring across. Well, the twist that I put in was one of the tribes had dealings with Count Dracula, and he ended up turning the tribe into a tribe of vampires, which they were trying to fight the other tribes because they were trying to get their blood. So they were trying to get rid of them, and the only way they thought they could do it was to sell them to the white man. He wanted them for slaves anyway, so they ended up coming to the United States.
That's how they came to America.
Thus, we have a new breed of vampires that are in the form of slaves that end up going through. And this book, of course, is going to start in the Civil War time, but it eventually branches off. It starts from there, then it goes into the 20s, and then it just kind of branches up to present day. And that's the way I wanted to kind of work that.
See, and I know this is about Gene, and I love you so sweet. But
I know this
is
about all of us.
Yeah, but my book is like that, where my book is about four men who control the fate of the world, and they're the four horsemen. And how we got it was because the whole slave trade thing, and, you know, they intermingled. And when they intermingled, it came over to our race. And so now we actually control the fate of the world, and it's a family business.
And I love that. I love that story, especially with the Four Horsemen, because the Four Horsemen is so deep into the Revelations piece. You know, I love that.
And it's four boys, and, I mean, they have their own company, and they running things in more ways than one. So, yeah, I like that, because that's how I went back and did the history.
Okay. Well,
we have a lot in common.
We do. And you know something? I'm interested to work with you guys, and that's not a problem. If you're interested to work with me, we can definitely do that, because, like I said, those two books will be ready to go no later than the middle of next year. I'll be done. I was going to publish them myself, but I'll publish them with you. It's not a problem.
No, baby. We
if you
are
guys
a family.
We can work this together.
That's fine. The one thing about Fee Inc. is we are a company that we solely believe in cross promotions, because books are like shoes. They're not like cars. And just think of it. It is, and so if you have a great story, and it's like, oh, if you like this story, you need to go to that one. We actually build Fee Inc. fans. We don't necessarily have Gene fans, because, you know, we have Gene has her fans and everybody else, but we're starting to develop Fee Inc. fans.
Yeah, we got family fans.
Yeah, and it's it doesn't matter who prints the book. They're like, oh, Fee Inc. came out with another book. We're about to get that one.
Right.
So
if
we crazy, we'll touch.
Pretty much.
We highly suspect.
You know, and I have several stories, and that's just a couple that, like I said, I'm going to have that's coming up, but. I said, I have my own publishing company, but I like to move around with people that I know that are good people, and I know Jean is. I met her when she came here, so I'm and you sound like you're a great person too. So I know we could work this out if you're interested. Like I said, but
sounds like a plan.
They
will
have no clue what hit them, how they got hit, whatever.
Okay, they're not ready.
They're not
because
ready.
Because I see that as, I definitely can see it as a series, and I'm also dabbing a little bit in some screenplays, writing those as well. So I'm trying to get a little, you know, movement in all aspects here, because writing is writing, and I love it, and I want to get the word out, the stories out. So we definitely would, that vampire story and my crazy sexual stories about the transvestite would definitely be.
See,
you know.
I don't know which one I would like more, because I love history. So I don't know which one I would love more.
Well, you know, I tell you,
I'm
like I said,
I'm with the transsexual myself.
And on that note,
something told me that you was going to do that. I had a feeling you was going to probably go in that direction. But that's okay. That's
if I
okay.
Had my
I'm trying to write. And see, that's the way I write. I write books. I want to be different. I don't want to just have the same thing. I have stories with sex. To me, the sex is just extra.
Exactly. It's your part.
The whole book is driven on, you know, like with my Scandalous Motive series, you know, and then the book that I had that was a prequel to it called Memoirs of a Creole Crime Cartel. You know, it's about a crime cartel that was a black crime cartel of Creole. Because I'm Creole, so I wanted to write something in that aspect. But, yeah, they were just sexual. They just happened to have a, even though they were taking care of business with the mob, they're, you know, going against the mob, they still had their own sexual guild, because the way I wrote that book, the guild came to play because, you know, back in the day, this is like after Reconstruction and everything, you know, blacks weren't allowed to be in clubs and anything with anybody else, just like we have the Masons and we have, you know, fraternities and all that. So they had their own sex clubs. So,
okay.
You know, it started where, you know, everybody wanted to be freaky. You know, they was doing that too back then, not just today. So,
how do you think we got here?
That.
Okay.
That's exactly what I was telling Gene earlier. You know, how people be tripping on the sex that's in the book. And see, I'm very, very risque. I say what you're thinking. So, you know, if you're thinking, and hopefully I don't offend anybody by saying this, if you're thinking she was sucking his dick, that's what I write. I don't put all this other crap. So
I'm a little more flowery than you, though.
Yeah. Well, no, that's the red snapper trademark. I'm sorry. Hopefully I didn't, you know, because
I'm a little less flattering because I write from a different.
Yeah, you and TL will be real good friends.
Yeah.
Well, I hope I didn't offend you guys where you don't want to work with me now. But that's
no, you ain't.
Wait
no.
A minute. You don't know who you're talking to.
You really just have no clue.
Okay, well, I tell you what, I'm getting a clue, if that's the case. We're getting it.
Yes, we are.
And yeah, that's it. So, yeah, like I said, I'm always looking to do more things with other people because it's so much out there for everybody. You know, I'm just glad that you guys are willing to work together with me and, you know, because there's so much out there for everyone, and I say that all the time because there are some authors out there that feel like, you know, if they're not the limelight, they're mad. They don't want you to, you know, it's like competition.
Right.
But everybody, there's so many books. People can't just read your book.
No,
they can read everybody's books. You know what I mean?
They're like shoes. I mean, I don't think Gucci and Coach are saying, this is a Gucci closet. I'm not Gucci. Gucci
Ooh.
Closet.
Ah, I like that. I like that subliminal message you threw in. Yep, subliminal. I like that, yes.
That's how I feel about that one.
Yeah, well, y'all better keep up. Gene knows how to keep in touch with me, so I'm going to make sure y'all get my information. But,
okay.
But Gene, I'm just saying, like, I'm sorry the show kind of went
a
little off.
No, it's fine, honey. No, look,
but,
this worked out
but,
for both
I'm
of us,
you.
But.
Okay, well, you know, I want to help everybody, so and that's why I have this show. It's not just to promote just me, but, you know, I want to help people that want to help each other, and we've had several types of people on the show, and I know that when Gene was here what was it, September when you were here, when
right.
We did the thing here, you know, there was some authors here that, you know, you couldn't even touch them because they thought they were just too, you know, but anyway. I'll just leave them where they are.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll just say they write Christian fiction. But anyway, what just, you know, they were,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, okay,
like
can I say something about that? They the biggest freaks.
Yeah, go ahead. Please do.
Yeah, they're the biggest freaks. Because, see, I might write some freaky, sneaky stuff, and I might sit back and go, ooh, I don't think I can stretch like that. But I guarantee
right,
you they're
right.
Going to call me a sinner because they did.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, but what gets me about, if you ever read any of those books, they're talking about the same thing that I'm writing. They're just not saying the words like I'm saying.
Right.
But and then they're making it like, okay, you got Reverend whoever is screwing sister whatever. I mean, it's the same thing. It's just you got church people reading. They think it's okay because it's about a reverend or it's about a deacon or something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it's still sex. It's still somebody fucking. So what's the difference? You know. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know. But isn't there another person on here? It's three of you guys, right?
Yes. So Christy is the sane one who keeps us in line and kind of create our boundaries so we can just kind of go, whoo-hoo.
Okay, yes, so Christy, yes. Did you want
and
to say anything?
And it's not an easy job.
I haven't heard you say anything. I was just wondering. I don't want to leave her out.
The weather, so I wasn't, you know, going to say a lot because I don't sound too great today. I have the flu, so.
Uh-oh.
But basically, we're a great.
But you sound good to me.
Yeah, you know, uh-huh. Sometimes you're sick, you got that sexy, raspy voice. That's how she sounds.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. She don't sound bad to me. Anyway,
no,
you said, what were you saying
great
now?
Voice, but if you're interested in working with us, you can visit the Inc. website, and we also have a Facebook page, so you can submit
okay.
your work or anybody that's listening, their work, and they're interested in becoming a part of our family by going to either Facebook and reaching out to us or to our website, which is www.feinkpub.com, and we'll be happy to review your work and see what happens next.
Yes.
Okay, so you said C Inc.
Mm-hmm. It's PHEINK.com.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm assuming.
And it's
stuff
the one with the feather.
Oh, yeah.
While I'm on here, I have a challenge, okay?
Uh-huh.
I have a challenge okay. because I know that there's a lot of readers who they have certain favorites and they
uh-huh.
never venture out.
Uh-huh.
Right? And it bothers me. It's like, give us new readers, even though I'm not considered a new reader, I mean a new author anymore. Give us new authors a try. I mean,
yeah.
try it, you like it.
Yes, right,
okay?
That's right. So
and,
we got like
and
18
if you have
minutes
any
left.
I want
right.
to say, if they have any questions, just go on Amazon, Goodreads, and read some of my reviews, and you'll
that's
see what
right.
I'm talking about.
Exactly, and I'm telling you, she's a great author. Trust me, people that's listening, she is.
What?
And I want you guys to go ahead and take this time right now, before we go to closing, to kind of tell people, you know, like you just said, how you can get your books and where, if they want to do submitting, like you just said a few minutes ago, that information, and what they can do.
Okay, I guess I'll start. If you want an autographed copy of Ace of Hearts, Blackjack, Deuces Wild, just hit me up at www.deckofcardswithaz.com, and
okay.
I'll personally sign it and send it out to you. Now, if you don't want to go that route, I'm on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Borders. Look, anywhere you want to look, okay? I'm
okay.
in Kindle, I'm on the Nook, I'm there.
That's right. That's right.
Well,
okay.
Not difficult.
Okay. Well, for submissions or if they want to get you to come to do a book signing or just come to a book club, how would they be able to get in contact with you?
Get in contact with me through feinkpub.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
You can contact me and we'll set up any kind of event you'd like. The book club.
Any kind of event? Okay.
No.
Steve, that's why I had to make sure it's understood.
Hey, look, no, I'll take your bluff. Any kind of event. Don't start with me.
Oh, okay.
Don't let the grandma fool you. She'll
okay.
teach you.
Hey, she keeps saying she's a grandma. I keep telling her she's not. Even though she got great grandkids, that don't mean she's a grandma anyway. But
don't let her fool you.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
Okay, well, look, I think we may have a person that might have a question. The 816 number here, let me see, it's last four, 3000. Do you have a question?
I don't have a question. This is Tanisha Webb from the KC Girlfriends Book Club.
Hey, Tanisha.
Tanisha, hey.
Look, I love my
ahead,
bookmark.
All right, Tanisha, we're glad to have you on the show. What's your question?
Well, I didn't have a question. I was just calling in to support. I'm at work, actually, and listening
Ooh.
In to the show because they blocked me. They
oh.
got their own block corporation.
Oh, man. Wow.
So I was calling in to listen because, you know, one of my favorite authors. So
oh.
everything.
All right. Well, Tanisha, we always glad. Mm-hmm.
It's like
well,
family.
You know, hey. We're always glad to have you, Tanisha, because we know that you are a great part of keeping things in Kansas City going as far as the literary game and stuff. So we definitely want to keep you in the loop.
It's definitely
as well,
important
so.
And everything. And, you know, I do encourage other book clubs to pick up those new and underexposed authors that maybe you don't know. But I think that... Well, my book club, we read about 90% new authors. And the reason why we do that is because of the simple fact that you're going to go out and you're going to buy your favorite authors. You're
okay.
probably going to pre-order their books. You're going to do all these things, but it doesn't seem like your discussions change.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, by introducing your book clubs and everything and just opening up to new authors, they already know what they're against and everything, so they have to bring their A game in order to win you over. And so a lot of times they're just bringing an old story, but they're bringing a whole nother twist to it.
Right.
And I can
I'm still trying to win y'all, Tanisha.
You know what? You know we are not going to read your book and discuss it in public, so let's not even go there.
Well,
we
can
not,
read it, though. No,
okay,
I'm
we cannot discuss erotica around the babies. Out in
Tanisha, this is T.L. Is his book really like that off the chain? Like, do I need to order it tonight?
Yeah.
He said, yes.
he's a hot mess in his book, so, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
But,
okay.
You know,
well, they say, I think we have
one
a
of
winner.
My other favorite authors, so, and everything. And I can attest to both of these ladies that they're very much touched.
Oh.
And, you know.
Wait a minute, I thought this was a love fest. Oh, love.
It is a love. It's out of love, girl.
But Tanisha, I thank you for your compliment, and I know that you guys won't read the book, but I'm trying
no,
to let you know.
And the one reason, and that's why I was just actually explaining this to another author that had emailed us about a book review, but especially when you're discussing in public or whatever, then you really, on a Sunday, I'm just saying.
Okay.
That, you know, erotica, you know, dinner after church at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you just can't, you know, there's just certain genres, but, you know, in the comforts of my home,
uh-huh.
I can read you Red Snapper now.
Okay, all right, well, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, I am honored that you would do that in the comfort of your home. Because that's where I want you to read it anyway.
Okay, that's where you need it.
Now, you have a discussion with you know, with somebody.
Okay.
Else, so, you know.
Okay, well, shoot. This has turned out to be a great, great, great interview with all you ladies. I'm glad you all were interested to come on. And we got about 12 minutes. But like I said, we want people to know how they can get you. And I know you already said that already, but we definitely want people to support. We want you to, you know, get Jean and all the ladies that are here that have books, and we want you to read and support them because, like you said, you know, we're all trying to make it. You know, support me if you dare, but
okay.
You know, I know that I'm very.
What was the
I'm
old
very,
commercial I used to say? Try it, you'll like it.
Yeah, there you go. I know that my stuff is a little very risque, but there is an audience. There's people that love it, and. I'm going to keep on doing it, and, you know, that's what it is. So one day my stuff might not be risky enough because somebody's going to come behind me
okay,
with some real
scary
stuff. You know what I'm saying? So so that's just it. But, Tanisha, are you still there?
I am.
Oh, okay. Okay,
I'm
so,
here,
you're not outside and all in the cold trying to listen to us, are you? Cause I don't
oh,
get
no,
trouble.
You know I don't do all that. No.
Okay,
I'm still at the comfort of my desk working, but I'm listening. So, but,
okay.
You know, it's always good to you know, support authors, you know, no matter what. And everything.
And we appreciate
right.
you, honey.
What it's really all about, you know, even with the Fall into Books Literary Conference, the main goal of that conference was to make sure that readers in the Midwest are being exposed to not only the authors that they love, but also some authors that maybe they don't know. You know,
right.
So it's actually
mm-hmm.
a great mixture. But every author that I had this year were actually started out self-published.
Right.
And so
right,
that's
right.
another important aspect as well, is to make sure that we're supporting our self-published authors out there as well.
Right.
Because there's some really good ones out there.
Yeah, it's some really tough ones, too.
Yeah.
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 And really, really good authors out there. So. That's always been my goal is to help support authors out there, because you can't do it alone. It's really great to have book clubs that are backing these authors and stuff, but you know, it's up to all of us to really shape African American literature. It's not just the authors and the publishing companies' job. It's also
right.
the readers.
Right.
Exactly.
So, you know, if you don't support, then, you know, they can't continue to write books.
Okay. Well, we definitely thank you for your input, and we got about 10 minutes left on the show here, and I want to give you ladies all a chance to kind of say if there's any shout-outs or anything that you want to put out right now to those, and let people know where you're going to be in the future here so that you can have some fans come out to see you where you're going to be at.
Oh, I didn't say that. I'm going to be Borders. I'm going to be at Borders in Stafford in Houston, Texas. On December 18th from 1 to 5, I'll be there with all three books, so you can catch up on the series. And
okay.
I hope to see you there. Come on now.
Okay. Anybody else?
Actually, I start, because Tanisha hasn't said anything. So, actually, I start my countdown to Armageddon on January 1st.
Oh, love.
Okay.
You
okay.
heard it, right?
Oh, man, I heard it.
I'm surprised she hasn't come down to hunt me down or anything, but actually she's
yeah.
on the advanced reader copy.
Oh,
so
I
she should
yeah.
be getting her stuff.
You have to kind of
January.
Hold on to your seats when you read either one of these ladies, because they don't take you on a serious ride. I'm like, now,
yeah.
what? You know what? There's a church out there that is praying 24/7, 365 for these ladies here.
Boy, y'all something else.
It is something. They are off the chain. But you know what? I could tell you that because of T.L. James and because of just the wonderful things that they're writing, both of these ladies, they really made me want to read more suspense novels and more sci-fi and things like that. So I really do have both of them, you know, Jean Holloway and T.L. James for that,
mm-hmm.
because you don't see a lot of women that will actually go into that genre, not African-American female authors. So,
wow.
you know, they're really good at what they do. And so,
they said they wanted to do something different, and they're definitely bringing that. And what I heard them saying tonight, can
yeah,
I jump on that train? I'm telling
that's
you.
That's just like
okay.
the tip off the iceberg there, because, you know, they
right.
they all extra special.
Look,
they're extra special tonight, okay.
And, Tanisha, you haven't even read Deuces Wild yet.
You haven't,
Lord,
oh, yeah.
help me out. I'm going to need a whole bunch of stuff.
And Red Snapper, she doesn't read my book on Sunday either, so don't worry.
No, I don't.
Okay, no. I got you. Well, you know,
I'm not trying to go to the hot spot.
You know, now that I know more about you and I've heard your voice, I'm more intrigued to get your book. So, look, I need to get
you
that.
Really
so
just
I
start from the beginning and just work your way around.
I
want to
read.
Give yourself time to recover
yeah.
because
yeah,
you
will.
Don't throw some stuff up out of them books that is just like, what the?
Yeah,
I know.
What?
Look,
I
told
you
to have me yelling in
it.
The airport, okay? Had me stand
yeah.
up and
so,
yell
well,
at the
you
airport.
Talking out loud to yourself. I'm like,
exactly.
Lord, Jesus, what the?
Oh, man.
I don't know what she
Lord.
Was going through, but.
Oh, man. Well, you know something?
The government got issues.
What the? What?
I got
no.
you.
But sounds like she's a little harder than I am then. If she's got that kind of going on, then I'm going to have issues.
You're
one
of the type of people that's going to make you think out of the box. Both of them really do. They just
right.
make you think that, you know, they're almost like typical stories, but then they throw in like that sci-fi or that mystery that just is like, okay, well, damn.
Right.
I mean, you know, when you don't think that they'll go, you know, any further, they just kind of dangle you across the edge, like on the cliff, you know. And, you know, sometimes you're just like, just let me go. Cause
man. Well, that's good. That's
I don't
good.
Think I can do
well,
all
that's what
these.
You want. See what I'm saying? Y'all ain't doing that.
Wow.
Now, that's
yeah,
right.
You're
we got about
company.
5 minutes, y'all. But I tell you
yeah.
what, you know something? I'm glad that y'all came on. Like, you know, I get out people that come on the show a lot, and I'm glad that they're here. But I'm not saying that I'm not glad when I say this, but I'm really glad that y'all came on. Not that I was lying to them, but I just want y'all to know I'm glad that y'all came on the show and made
lying.
My day for me. So here we go. You know, it's what it is. We got about 5 minutes left, and you know, I don't want to end the show, but I know I got to.
Hey, you just call us back.
Good times.
But we definitely going to have y'all back on because as y'all bring your books out, you know, you're welcome to come back on Word Sexy Radio anytime you want. We'll work it out. And like I said, we partners now anyway because we're going to be doing some things. So,
all right.
We definitely want to do that. So is there anything else y'all want to say before we carry this on down?
I have something to say.
Okay, go ahead.
She got hot and bothered.
I actually have a book that's coming out next year. And
and now you're going to wait to now to tell us? What? Wait a minute now.
I was trying to get a word in. I'm just saying.
Okay, go ahead.
Actually, I have a book that's coming out. It's actually a book club resource book. As a lot of people know, I have a couple websites up, a social network called the Black Book Club Experience that's been up for over a year now. And for Black Book Club presidents, for us to network and just to keep everybody going strong and everything. So we share a lot of different things, how to do literary events, how to, you know, kick book club members out with love, all that kind of stuff.
Did you say kick them out with love? Is that what I heard?
I'm just that's just what we say.
Man.
How to keep it moving. Through these friendships and everything, everybody was like, you know, you really should just write a book. You have so much knowledge about book clubs, how to get them together and all this stuff. And so that's what I did. So I have a book that's coming out called The Ultimate Book Club Experience, How to Create and Maintain a Successful Book Club, that will walk you from the conception of your book club and how to host authors, how to reach them, you know, social networking, all kinds of things. So it will be out next June.
Hey, all right, congratulations.
So I already have events set up to go out and do workshops, and I'm already doing workshops.
Ooh,
online
that
and
really
location.
Good.
All right.
Well, ladies, I am so glad. I tell you what, we got about 2 minutes, and like I said, I'm gonna have to get y'all back on because we're gonna have to do a part two to this. Because this right here, it's just not gonna be enough. The fans, I'm sure, are gonna be wanting more. And like I said, they call it Word Sexy Radio for a reason. And y'all bringing the heat, so we definitely got to get more. And you talking about this Armageddon? I'm gonna have to go out there and try to figure this out.
I'm into the vampires that you had, so we might have to talk.
We can definitely do that, so that's not a problem. So, but ladies, I am so glad y'all were able to come on, and please keep up with me. I'm on Facebook, and you can get me to hit the show. I'm gonna make sure you get it. I'm gonna send it to Eugene, where you'll be able to pass it forward and put it on your website.
Okay.
And also, if you want to listen to it again, if you don't have through Blog Talk Radio, you can go to www.redsnappersplayhouse.com, and you can listen to it there as well. So, but I'm going to make sure that she gets it, and she'll be able to pass it on. But we thank you all for coming on the show, and we will definitely see you guys next time. So you want to say bye to somebody? Go ahead now.
Bye, P. Ink family. Good night, Red Snapper.
Good night, and thank y'all. All right.
Bye-bye.